Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Bob Hiller. The New Testament reading for today is from John 2, 13 through 25. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple, with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scriptures and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people, and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Nothing makes sense without the resurrection. The words of Christ, the actions of Christ, none of it makes sense without the resurrection. So one day our Lord comes to the temple that was a gift from God to his people, the place of atoning sacrifice, the place of priestly prayer, the place of God's gracious presence. Here is where God was for his people, beggars in need of mercy, sinners in need of forgiveness, wanderers in need of a home. Here God was for them, giving them exactly what they needed. But when Jesus comes to the temple, what does he find? Beggars turned money changers, ripping off other beggars, sinners capitalizing on sinners, a home turned into a money grab, a place of worship turned into a golden cash cow. His Father's house, a temple of mercy and sacrifice and prayer, a gift, had become a house of trade. God's church had to be cleansed. Consumed by zeal for his Father's house, Jesus whipped the place clean, driving out the animals and turning over tables and ruining business. And the Jews didn't understand these things. "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." But this made no sense. This temple took 46 years to build. Who does this guy think he is, saying he'll build it in 3 days? Even the disciples, they didn't get it. That is, until he was raised. And he was indeed raised from the dead. For when he was raised, the disciples realized he was speaking not of this building, which had turned into an idol, but of his own body. Jesus, you see, is the temple that was raised on the third day. Jesus is the true place of sacrifice, who shed his blood to atone for your sins. Jesus is the true priest of prayer, who intercedes for his church, that is, even for you, before his Father. Jesus is the incarnate God, the place, that is, the person of God's presence, who dwelt among us, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, who is fully present in the womb of Mary, fully present on his bloody cross for you, and who is truly present even still for you, in bread and wine on the altar with his body and blood, to forgive and sustain you in the faith. Jesus is the true temple, who, when raised from the dead, makes sense of it all. He is God, who has come to cleanse his Father's house, to purify his church with his blood, and to cleanse you from your sins, and ever to intercede on your behalf. None of this makes sense without the resurrection. So good news, he is risen. He is risen indeed for you Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.